When I get to Rapid City, South Dakota, I've gone into mountains. Curvy, loopy highways hidden by dense forests. It reminds me of the Yukon wilderness I'm heading for. I could have easily skipped Mount Rushmore. It would have saved me time, but it's an iconic American landmark. How can I have lived in the States for 38 years and not visited the heads? On a peak, the Lakota Sioux had named six grandfathers. Gutzon Borglum carved his own four: Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt. I like TR. He's a hunter, fisherman, outdoorsman who could have been a Yukoner, but he was in New York, which is almost the word Yukoner rearranged. He would have fit in with other Yukoners, but would have needed to leave eventually to go fulfill destiny. Everyone leaves the Yukon when they need to hit the big time. What's amazing at Mount Rushmore, the attraction, is when you cross under the archway leading to the flags of all 50 states, you get the heads perfectly framed in that arch, and they're white like chalk. They look clean and pure. It's a grand place, really. The sculptures are magnificent. There's a separate museum that tells of the sculptor, but it's not on national parkland. We aren't celebrating the artist, nor are we celebrating the art. The park is for celebrating the presidents. The on-site museum has a setup where you can blow up a piece of Rushmore yourself, and they show the video of the blasting of the mountain every time you push down on the lever. We celebrate presidents and we celebrate patriotism in America here. In Washington, D.C., where the real president is, he's got his own monument being built. To build it, he's blasted away freedoms, our reputation, increased our debt, lost our good men and women, and defied a Congress and a country to catch him. But this place, Mount Rushmore, has been designated to make you feel better about the country because of the remarkable history we have. And we do. And I'm proud to be an American. I can be nothing else but an American, even when I go to Canada. It's been carved into my rock face. Nothing short of blasting will remove that part. When night falls at Mount Rushmore, everything gets a little hushed, and the people gather on the stone outdoor theater seats and get ready for a movie. A movie about the same history we've already seen in the museum. This one is narrated by black actor Avery Brooks, who was more famous as Captain Benjamin Sisko on Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and I wonder how many recognize him. He adds the necessary heroic narrative to the lives of the presidents. The movie is stirring and patriotic, and they keep the mountain dark the whole time you're watching the movie, because they like to bring up the light slow, more dramatic that way. But it starts raining while Avery Brooks is talking about the presidents. And the woman in front of me turns around and asks if it's okay if she opens her umbrella. No. But she does it anyway and blocks the view of two rows of people behind her. I get up and get under the eaves of the museum behind us and try to stay interested in the movie. But hearing Avery's voice, I keep imagining that when the lights come up, it will be the four captains of Star Trek: Kirk, Picard, Sisko, and Janeway. So, finally the rain gets so bad that I'm moving back to the cafeteria. While the cafeteria is closed, the ice cream parlor is open. But I go under the velvet rope anyway and sit in the cafeteria, which will have a great view of the heads. And it's pouring outside, and I see a flicker of light on the mountain. And I'm ready to be impressed with America. What no one expects is that the heads are made of a chalk-like rock. And so when the lights come up, the heads don't reflect light in places where they're wet. It's ghastly. When the lights come up, Washington has a head wound, dark, bleeding down his face. Jefferson's eyes are hollowed out, and his mouth is open in a moan. Roosevelt looks like that guy from Raiders of the Lost Ark. He's just melting. With hundreds of people running from the mountain to get out of the rain, the whole scene has the effect of a horror movie, as if the heads had come alive and they are seeking revenge. My friends in the ice cream parlor, where we've all gone to get a better view of the terror, are laughing, saying that the presidents look like raccoons. One of the women says they're crying. Someone else thinks they have war paint on. As if by night, the four presidents have transformed into four of the Lakota Sioux's six grandfathers. We chuckle, and then we all race to our cars and trucks and follow the long line of brake lights down the mountain to the resort town of Rapid City. You know, it's easy to say that you don't like a sitting president. But presidents change every 4 or 8 years, though it's hard to get one out. And the prospect of an Obama presidency makes me think seriously about staying. This worries me a bit, that my plans could change if the president changed. I'm nervous that my reasons for coming to the Yukon are not as positive as I thought they were, that I may be running unconsciously from an oppressive conservative government. That if the face of the president were to change overnight, that I wouldn't be as frightened by that face, that instead of running from it, I might actually be drawn to it, that I might remain an American. I can't say I haven't thought of these things, but I'm more embarrassed to say that I've dismissed them as distractions along the road to Canada, as if I were afraid to think too hard about them, lest I turn around.